I can't say when I became possessed by the sound of you. I had a good life, really, a charmed life. Except for, you know, the sex. Not that it was bad, it just wasn't... It wasn't... Okay, it wasn't any fucking good. I was always left... wanting. Orgasms were... elusive. They existed in the same world as a phoenix or a unicorn. Then one day, a day like any other, I googled erotic audios for women. That was the day I exited the highway, took a left onto an unmarked street, crunched down a gravel road, and bumped down a dirt track. And when that ran out, I got out of my car and followed a trail into the deep, dark woods. And now I don't know where the fuck I am. But wherever I am these days, whatever I'm doing, you are there too. You fucking haunt me. You follow me everywhere. To the kitchen when I lean forward to put dishes away. As soon as my belly touches the curved edge of the counter, I hear your voice in my ear, feel the length of your body behind me. All my senses flicker and light up. Dark back alley to Vegas Strip. Just like that. I smell the testosterone. That scent of man and musk. And feel your breath against the curve of my ear. I shudder down my spine and back up. I drag my lower lip into my mouth, pin it with my teeth, and sweep it with my tongue. If you were here, I think. And that's all the encouragement my pussy needs. The greedy bitch, that wanton trollop. The small of my back curves, my ass thrusts out and tips up. My stance widens and there's this moment when I shiver from head to toe at the thought of you filling me. My muscles tense and that sweet throb fires up in my pussy. My chin tilts up. I'm waiting. Every line of my body is needy and eager. My head slowly leans to the right, exposing the curve of my throat. Your lips compress here. Right here. Then I hear a car door, or my phone vibrates, or a dog barks and I blink. I collect myself. I shake off the urge to slide my hand between my thighs. I refuse to give in and squirm where I stand, and my control is pretty good. A moment later, I've regained my composure. My posture is perfect. And only the pink flush on my neck gives me away. That, and the wetness soaking into my panties like an IV drip. When I'm at the gym on the rowing machine, it's for my health, you understand. And all those lovely endorphins I got out of my head and into my body. Into the pull of my hands and arms, the push of my thighs and calves. One moment I'm focused on maintaining correct form and counting strokes. Counting strokes. Stroking. Stroking. And the next moment my blood is hot and reckless. A pulse is pounding in my throat, pounding in my pussy. The wet gusset drags against my defenseless clit. And the way your voice encourages my fingers to slide down and... You're beneath me, looking up. My pace slows to a steady, rhythmic push and slide, back and forth. Your strong hands cupping my ass with tight fingers, your eyes hooded, glazed with lust. Your voice is moaning, low and rough, and you say... Ride me. Fuck, baby. Grind. A blink, and I realize where I am. I'm on the damn machine at the gym, trying not to arch my back and fucking moan out loud. My face heats, the blush of shame masking the flush of arousal. But my nipples are hard at point. And my sports bra isn't covering shit. My toes curl and clench and curl and clench, and there's a damp patch blooming dead center on the crotch of my yoga pants. My eyes are unfocused, and my breathing is ragged, and the man on the elliptical is staring at me like he's a German shepherd and I just blew a dog whistle. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I was hoping there were no witnesses. I'll bet he can smell the pheromones pouring off me from across the room. I'm so close. Damn it, so goddamn close. Two more strokes, and I'd come. This is crazy. Driving home, I know better than to slip my hand between my legs, even though my needy pussy is lying to me. It doesn't count over your clothes. Fuck, fuck. I need relief from this aching. I'll be more efficient. I'll be more productive. This hot ache is not going away by itself. Admit it. Just pull over on this quiet suburban street, next to the lot with all the trees. You don't have to do anything. Just pull over. Who knew my pussy had the seductive wiles of Dieter von Teese? But she's not my crack. The C4 that blows up my brain. No. That would be your voice. No one can see. It won't take long. You're halfway there. You know you want to. Fuck. So close. Go for it. I want you to. Come for me. Do it. Do it. If I think about your voice for even an instant, I hear you. Like you're picking up the thread of a conversation we are having about desire. About satisfaction. The sound of you is clear in my mind. low and warm and rough as a cat's tongue, like wrapping myself in nubby cashmere. Yeah, I am gone for the timbre and cadence and the hint of a growly twang that sounds like confident male. That commanding Canadian grumble and purr. That silver-tongued Irish rogue brogue. That darling, charming, delightfully filthy Brit. That caressing lilt and delectable finesse of a French accent. Those delicious and dirty down-under Aussie vowels and twang. That rough and please-tumble-me Scots burr. And that virile, rumbling Scandinavian crash of consonants. So many more of you. Your voice sounds like strong, calloused hands feel, parting my thighs. Thinking about your hands leads my mind to the thought of you touching me. I spare a final, wistful thought for my wide, comfortable bed with my earbuds right there. Fuck it. I pull over and jerk the shift into park. I lean the seat back, tug and push and pull up my yoga pants to my knees. And oh God, my clit is so stiff. So swollen. So needy. I am burning up from the center out. I suck my ring and middle finger into my mouth. Oh, game on. Images begin to flash along with sensations. I wish these fingers were yours. Or the head of your cock. I make my fingers into a V and glide along my pussy lips, pressing them tighter. Oh, God, your mouth. Any part of you that you would be willing to share with me? What would make you crazy? Oh, God, my mind veers off after this thought, and I want to make you feel good. I want to get my hands on you so fucking much. Oh, I get wild when I think of that. How much I want to take your face in my hands and slide my tongue into your mouth. I've blown past sweet kisses. I'm so hot for you. Past foreplay. I just want to make you hot and aching and horny. Willing to do whatever it takes to get off. Just like I'm doing right now. You're... Oh. Bitch, you wanton creature. A woman lost to shame and propriety. Who has zero fucks to give if she gets caught. I fucking crave that. The sound of you. You just don't know how fast it turns that crank inside me. How hot you make me. I light up everywhere. And my pussy heats up like a goddamn kiln. I'm so swollen. So lush. My panties are sopping. It's a disgrace. I don't care. I pitch myself into my favourite never-fail-to-get-me-there fantasy. We're driving on a back road with the windows down. I lean over, pull down your zipper and suck you into my mouth. Carefully at first, then wetter and sloppier and deeper and more reckless, until you have to pull off onto the shoulder. You pull me to you and we're kissing, kissing, kissing while I straddle you. Kneel up with my hands on your shoulders and you pull your wet hard cock upright and I start to sink down. Oh, 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 fuck, so good, so full, so deep. Oh God, I'm close. I want to come. Please, please tell me you want me to come. And your voice says, do it. Do it. Make yourself come right here, right now. Do it for me. That's it, my girl. Come for me. I grip my headrest with my free hand and my hips lift and thrust and circle in this perfect syncopated rhythm. Oh God, I wish your mouth was on me. I could grip your hair and weave that figure eight on your tongue. Oh, it would take me no time at all. I'd fucking shake to pieces. I might curse your name. But I would never ask you to stop. Never ask you to stop being that demon on my shoulder that whispers in my ear. Never stop fucking me with your voice. I need you. I need you to tell me to come. I need you to beg me to come. Ask me sweetly and growl it in my ear. I'm so close. Come with me. I need to feel you come inside. Here's what I don't know. What kind of apparition are you? Should I banish you or summon you? Whenever I want you, you come for me. And I come for you. And it is fucking delicious. But I should quit you. I really should. In fact, I will. This very day. I'll start by deleting the Reddit app from my phone and... Wait. Is that... Did you just post a new audio?